years from now, hundreds of years from now, historians are going to look back and go, why do you think kids are so interested in their crazy uncle? Because Bernie's the crazy uncle at the Thanksgiving dinner who goes, I'm going to tell you something that your parents won't tell you. You're a disappointment to this entire family.
Free college. $1 trillion in debt he's going to
have. I suppose.
That was a good Bernie right there.
It's not that hard. It's,
take the
later, loser.
Oh, see, I told you. Here he comes.
Later, loser.
Let me jump on this. Mr. President, good morning from Japan, live from Osaka at the G20.
Good morning, Cochran. You know, I will tell you, I'm all about the culture here in Japan. Huge fan. Yeah, some geisha girl just delivered my Big Mac and Diet Coke to the hotel room, so life is good. Really good.
You've really, really taken to that place. So Democratic debate started last night. What'd you see? What'd you think?
Look, when the big headliner is Elizabeth Warren, you're not exactly reaching for the popcorn, am I right? It's like going to a concert and the main act is Hootie and the Blowfish. Nobody really cares. Did you hear all the candidates speaking Spanish?
Yeah.
When I tuned in, I thought they were running for president of Mexico. They'll all pay for the wall. Mark my words.
Well, maybe it wasn't the most exciting television, but they got to start somewhere, don't they?
Now, I don't want to say this debate was boring, Cochran, but when I told Alexa I wanted to see it, she responded by saying, here are some WNBA games you might also like to watch.
Yeah, not a big tune-in factor, I guess.
You know, frankly, they're going to have to spice it up tonight if they want any kind of audience. You know, they're really going to need to have a swimsuit portion or something at this debate. My money would be on Kamala Harris, but a lot of people say they'd go with Hickenlooper.
He has very chiseled features, sir.
What's that, Mike?
I didn't say anything, Your Grace.
Let me change. I love Mike Pence, don't you? Whenever Mike Pence jumps in. If we could change topics for a moment, what's the latest with Iran?
Well, we've slapped some major sanctions on all the delicious-smelling falafel carts, so that's going ahead with as planned. And we've also issued a huge warning. You know, the next time they try something stupid, they're totally cut off, period. Coincidentally, I've issued the same warning to my daughter, Tiffany.
Well, I'm not surprised. North Korea, you may go to the DMZ this weekend. Earlier, you sent what was described as an excellent letter to Kim Jong-un and a birthday card, too.
Yes, he did. And by the way, not only did I send him an excellent letter, but I enclosed it inside a very heartfelt sympathy card, wishing him all the best in this difficult time of grieving, you know, after he executed one of his favorite uncles. It's got to be tough on him. I mean, that was the third one this year. Sad.
Very sad. What do you think you... What do you think when you heard the U.S. women's soccer player, which one was it, Carms?
Megan Rapinoe.
Say, I'm not going to the effing White House.
You know what? I think it was very immature, very bad form. You know, she should be a role model for little girls, but instead she's setting a bad example for all the young albino lady soccer players who dream of representing the country one day.
President Trump, you've hired a new press secretary to replace Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Is that right?
Yes, and only time will tell if she can handle the grueling workload of holding zero press conferences. Let's hope so. Now, I will tell you, it will be a challenge. You know, Huckleberry has some big shoes to fill. No, really, she's like a Caitlyn Jenner size 13. So good luck to the new girl.
I don't think she actually has to wear the shoes. Did you talk to your son, Eric, who was supposedly spit on by a waitress here at a restaurant in Chicago?
Look, the fact that some loser could do that to somebody in public, it really sickens me. Sickens me. And you can imagine how upset I'd be if it was one of the kids that I actually liked.
So back to the debate tonight. Any predictions? How do you think Joe Biden's going to do?
You know, I will tell you, I'd say, frankly, Joe Biden might actually do a good job tonight if his hair plugs weren't currently strangling his brain. His head of hair says he's in his 40s. His face says 50s, but his wrinkled-up chicken neck says he's 2 days from the nursing home. I hate to say it.
It's awful. Bernie Sanders, what's your take on him?
You know what? I like crazy Bernie. I really like him. He also reminds me of me. You know, he's an older white guy that yells in a thick New York accent. If he'd just work on his golf game and didn't have the posture of a question mark, we'd basically be twins.
All right, so before you go, I want to go lightning round. Little word association. I'll say the name of a presidential candidate. You just give me the first thing that comes to mind. You ready to play?
I get to play a little radio game with Cochran. This is great. Let's do this.
Elizabeth Warren.
Fake Indian broad.
Beto O'Rourke.
Beto, he loses.
Julian Castro.
Just like his Uncle Fidel.
Amy Klobuchar.
Frumpy librarian.
That's not nice. Bill de Blasio.
Too tall, but not too smart.
Kamala Harris.
Way sexier than Hillary in a pantsuit.
Bernie Sanders.
Hides corned beef in his sport coat.
Cory Booker.
Vin Diesel's stunt double.
It's not true. Pete Buttigieg.
Gay Beto O'Rourke.
Joe Biden.
Grandpa rubs and sniffs.
Well, with that, thanks for calling, Mr. President.
Later, loser.
I got to play more lightning round with him. It was very entertaining. Scary, but very entertaining.